Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing today is called The Forming of Godly Character. We're doing part three from a nine-part series. We're doing an eight-step process developed to character. This is the topic. And we're doing point two today, the Word of God produces your thinking. Let's go to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, and reading. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What's interesting here in this scripture, God wants us to prosper in all things, not just some things, but in all things, and to be in health, just as our soul prospers. What God is saying here quite clearly, our soul must prosper first before we can prosper in all things and be in health also. Our mind must be renewed by the Word of God to think the way God thinks, to think outside the worldly box. God is interested in our minds becoming like His mind, thinking the way He thinks. You will only prosper as your soul prospers. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. The environment that you live in can produce your thinking. The words spoken over you in your life can produce your thinking. Your own words will determine your destination. It is important that we renew our mind to the Word of God. God thinks outside the box. I've said this before. The Bible says we are to renew our minds by the washing of the water of the Word of God or by the Word of God. As we renew our mind through the Word of God, we start to look at life and situations from God's point of view and not just from a normal man's point of view on the earth. God wants the born-again believer to have their mind renewed so they can prosper in the things of God and prosper by faith in the promises of God. Your environment that you live in can produce your thinking. You may think, well, I'm stuck in this environment. I'll be in this environment forever. I will never get out of this situation. The word spoken over your life can produce your thinking. When a parent speaks the wrong words over their children when they're very young, those words go into that child as seeds and they start to produce a harvest in that child of what those words were. If a parent says you'll never be any good, you'll never make success, then those seeds go into that child. And if the child hears that enough, the child will start to follow those words and produce a harvest of being not any good and not successful. Your own words will determine your destination, and God puts that freely in your hands. Let us now go to another scripture, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. And it reads, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." This scripture is saying, as a man thinketh in his heart or in his spirit, he will become. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, it says, "Take no thought, saying." It's very important that our thinking be in line with the Word of God and we don't take thoughts from the world. If you think you are beaten, then you are. If you think you dare not, then you won't. If you like to win but don't think you can, it's almost a certainty that you won't win. If you think you will lose, then you have already lost. For out in the world you will find success begins with a person's will. It is all in a state of the mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You have to think higher to rise. You have to be sure of yourself that you can win a prize. Think big and your deeds will grow. Think small and you will fall behind. Think you can and you will. It's all a state of the mind. The battle of lies does not go to the stronger or faster, but sooner or later the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. For as a man thinks in his heart or spirit, so is he. Since your very first day of being born into this world as a baby, your mind has been subjected to words of the world, and these words of the world or the world system have produced in you a mindset, a mind way of thinking, of success or failure. When you become born again, God is in the process of changing your thinking with your permission to change your thinking the way He thinks. He thinks always in success, not in failure. And God wants His children to grow up to become the sons and daughters in spiritual maturity who think of success. The next part coming up will be part four of the forming of godly character. And we're doing Topic number 3, your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you're enjoying the subject, and God bless.